さんちの欠落ライフ。ただいま。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and hold on. Do I have a button on here, like a lock? Maybe. I don't know why it's doing that. Oh! I have my controller plugged up. That's what it was. Watch. That's what was going on. I forgot I had my controller plugged up, and I guess it was just hitting a button. Let me move it out of the way, because I forgot I could play these games with a controller. Yeah, I use my mouse normally. Anyway, let's get started with Sagara Family. I'm home. We freeze. Oh, welcome home, Emeru. Maria jumps all the way to the edge of the living room. Hi, Emeru. Wow, you're home fast, aren't you? Likewise, I jumped to the edge, too, on the other side, and Emeru was standing at the entrance, her head cocked to one side. If we weren't both used to how quiet she is, we wouldn't have noticed. Oh, look at the time. I need to prepare dinner. Maria gets up and straightens her skirt while running to the kitchen. Oh, I forgot I have an essay due tomorrow. And I try to walk out casually, but Emeru still stands there in the entrance. She has no expression as usual, but for people who know her well, you can tell she has that suspicious look. Did something happen? What do you mean by something? The best way to avoid a question is to respond with a question. And on top of that, I run out to the hallway and up the stairs without waiting for her to answer back, but I still feel the suspicious look on my back. Uh-oh, she's suspecting something. I can't sleep, and the cause is, of course, that incident with Maria earlier today. So I thought that I'd watch a late-night movie. How much ice? A little bit more. For some reason, I end up sharing drinks with Maria in the kitchen. Maria just got out of the shower, and the smell of soap in her lotion is intoxicating. To her, it's probably just another night, and a few drinks after a refreshing shower. Really? Can it only be a coincidence that she's up this late, too? Ugh! Thinking about it will get me nowhere. I can only think of convenient situations. To get rid of it, I take a swig. Oh, you drink like a man. Ha ha, well, I am in college. Ha ha ha. I try to hide my guilt by laughing. Here you go. By the way, what's this movie about? I missed the beginning, so... Oh, I don't know. I was only flipping through the channels. We continued watching the movie, making sarcastic comments. But I start getting distracted by Maria. Or Maria. And the voice actor who dubbed this part, I heard him somewhere. The images from the screen light up Maria's profile and make her look more beautiful. I stare at her until she notices, and when our eyes meet, I look away in a hurry. No, it's nothing. No, I need to stop. If I start thinking things, I won't be able to hold back. I should just get drunk and fall asleep. And I do just that. I keep drinking and... I never knew you had such a high tolerance. I'm surprised. I don't remember much after that. I don't even know when I passed out. Ugh! The knocking on the door sounds like church bells ringing in my ears. Yusuke, wake up! You're gonna be late! Rarika wakes me up, but I can't figure out why I'm sleeping here. What's this smell? Yusuke, did you drink last night? I think so. I'm so hungover I can't even answer without my head throbbing. Even as I go downstairs, I keep having to sit down. I get to the dining room practically on my knees. Good morning, Yusuke. When I see Maria on the other side of the counter, I remember the events of the night before. But didn't Maria drink as much as me, or even more than that? But she's making breakfast as usual. This woman, she's something else. It's like something has been lifted from me. I wake up with a refreshed feeling. Whoa. Wow. What is this clear awakening? I wake up with no exhaustion and my whole body is refreshed for today's activities. It's an awakening that can only happen once or twice in a year. I open the blinds and beautiful sunshine shines in. Even the birds sound like they're wishing me happiness. Something good is going to happen today, I know it. My stomach growls. Maria's breakfast is waiting for me downstairs, so I skip the stairs happily. Yeah, this is the beginning of a wonderful day. Good morning, everyone. However, my wonderful mood suddenly falls. My shoulders droop like there are rocks on them, and my back curls up like an old man. Whoa, where are the... The dining room is filled with a gloomy atmosphere. The four sisters are sitting at the table, not saying a word. Arisa turns her head towards me and gives me a look like she wants to say something. Sunny also turns her head and gives me the same look. Emiru looks at me like a ghost under a willow. Rorika looks at me like a child is about to be sold to the gypsies. Does everyone have something they want to say? It's not like they're mad or vengeful. They look like they have something worrying them. They look depressed. Good morning, Yusuke. Only Maria is the cheerful one, happily preparing breakfast for all of us. I was like that a few moments ago, but the gloomy atmosphere took over and I'm also getting depressed. Today's breakfast is my special, stewed tongue. That's pretty heavy for breakfast, but I guess the heavy breakfast is not what's weighing everyone's mood down. Among them, Maria's cheerfulness seems out of place. On my way home from school. Oh yeah, I think today's the day Arisa gets off early. I look at my watch. It's a good time. I didn't want to go home and have Sane bother me. I decided to go to Arisa's workplace and walk home with her. Okay, decided. Besides, it's fun being with her. I turn the corner leading to the kindergarten. The director called me in. Ah, how depressing. Miss Sagara, squeeze me, squeeze me. Oh, I shouldn't look so blue around the kids. Smile, Arisa. Okay, Miyu. Or Mio, squeeze. Yeah. Miss Sagara, me too, me too. Okay, Yoshitake, squeeze. Me too. It's not fair, me too. No fighting, we'll take turns, okay? Takashi, squeeze. I'm okay when the kids touch me. The director is probably gonna feel me up again. Yusuke said I should stand up for myself, but I can't. I don't like this part of me. Oh, it's the director. Hello, director. Oh, he came. Okay, go play over there. I have to talk to Miss Sagara now. No, I don't want to go. Yeah, we want to stay here and play. If you don't listen, I'm gonna spank you and lock you up. Gee, he doesn't have to get mad at them. Oh, they ran away. Phew, now we can talk in peace. Talk. I wonder. Now, Miss Sagara. Yes? I wanted to talk to you about the children's education. Oh? How's your class doing? There are no problems and everything is running smoothly. Why does he have to get so close to me? That's good. Well, you're well liked by the parents, and I'm expecting great things from you. Thank you. Oh, his hands moved. Oh, you have some dirt on you. Oh, it's probably from the children. Let me get that for you. Ah. The director. No need to refrain. No. Why? Why do I feel shivers down my spine? I'm getting goosebumps, and I don't like him touching me, but... It's like that time, this feeling. I can't get it off. It fell in. I know he's doing it on purpose, but I can't say no. Yusuke. I can't find it. Oh, can it be this? That's my nipple. Ah. Director, please stop. Oh, I'm sorry. It was my mistake. Ha ha ha. It was sticking out, so I thought. Liar. Oh, but I'm a little wet. Then maybe it's this one. Let's see. Now he's pinching the other side. Oh, my knees are getting weak. Oh, I feel something hard. It must be this. No. Why? Am I wanting this? This perverse, dirty. I can't get it off. No, this can't be. I'm starting to feel good. Arisa! Oh, Yusuke! Shit! That boy again! Oh, he finally let go. Yusuke, over here! Thank goodness he came. Otherwise, I don't know what would have happened. Oh, were you still working? No, I'm all done. Can you wait for me? Let's go home together. Sure, that's why I came. Ahem. Well then, Miss Sagara, please keep what we discussed in mind. Yes, Director. I knew it. He didn't need anything. We didn't discuss anything. Then excuse me. I'll see you tomorrow. Phew. Thank goodness. Is something wrong, Arisa? Huh? Like what? You look like you're about to cry. Oh, I must look so relieved. I can't make him worry about me any further. It's nothing, really. If you say so. Can you wait a bit? I'll go get my stuff. Arisa, she ran off. I'm so glad he came. Just like he promised. The days are getting longer. True. I wonder what would have happened if Yusuke hadn't shown up. You don't have to stop by the store? No, I don't have anything. Yusuke, he's so tall, about 4 inches taller than me? Okay, yes. And his hands are so big. That hand, if it wasn't the director, if it was Yusuke, Yusuke, do you have to buy something? He's a little bony, but he'll probably be more gentle. I don't have anything either. Okay. And he's not that obstinate. He'd be more caring. Is something wrong? No. It's nothing. No, my panties are gonna get stained. If Yusuke found out about me, I'd... If he found out that I'm such a perverted girl, if he knew that I'd get wet and put my finger there... Arisa, do you have a fever? Huh? No, I don't think so. Because you look dazed. My knees, they're getting weak. Oh, he has such beautiful hands. No, I'm fine. What am I thinking? Yusuke is an important part of our family. I'm not supposed to view him like this. If anyone found out... That I'm a girl like this, that I get shivers when a gross guy touches me, then I won't worry, but... I'm sorry, Yusuke. I'll try not to fantasize anymore. We're almost home. True. We both walk sullenly. She's acting a bit strange. She's absent-minded and her face is all red and her eyes are watery. Come to think of it, that old geezer, he was acting strange. I couldn't tell much, but he was way too close to Arisa. Maybe he's sexually harassing her. Yes? I can't ask, not here. Besides, I don't have evidence and it might just be my understanding. And if it is, then it'd be rude to her boss. No, it's nothing. Oh, okay. Almost. I type away at the keyboard. I'm just about done with my essay. Therefore, and I conclude, Control-S, and done! Phew! My real duty as a student is to study, and I can't spend all of my time on the Sagara girls. Usually my time is spent like this, studying. What, you're saying that you haven't seen a scene where I'm studying? You know the screen fades out? I study during those fade-outs. Okay. Yusuke, who are you talking to? Whoa, when did you come in, Rorka? I kept calling for you, but I didn't hear a response. And since the door was open, I came in. Sorry. I should stop talking to myself from now on. Sorry, I was concentrating. Oh, does that mean you're busy? No, I'm fine. I just finished. What's up? Did you want me to help you with your homework? No, it's not that. Ruruka looks serious. I've never seen her like this. She stands there acting a little shy. I wanted to talk to you about something. Is that okay? She looks up at me. She's acting very different from usual. Usually she talks to me with a hint of sarcasm. I sit up straight. Sure, if I can do anything to help. Thanks. Yusuke, do you have a little time? Just as Ruruka is about to speak, Arisa knocks on the door. Oh, Ruruka. You wanted to talk to Yusuke, too? Yeah, you too? Yes, I had something. Ruruka, is it going to take long? Not really. Even saying so, Ruruka throws me a look. First yawn of the night. Give me a minute, guys. Of course, if I go with first come, first serve, I should listen to Ruruka first. But I feel bad kicking Arisa out, too. I know, why don't you talk to both Arisa and me? Then you'll have two people to help you solve your problem. Oh, then I can wait. But Arisa doesn't sound like she meant it. On top of that, I feel that someone's watching me. Emmer was peeking out from the room facing mine. Never mind. Wait, Emmer, did you have something you wanted to talk about? Yes, but it's very unusual for Emmeru to want to talk to me. It must be serious, and besides, if I lose this opportunity, this might be it. Then I'll come back later. Arisa, wait. Please don't go looking like a sad cow. Then me too. It looks like they have more serious problems. Ruruka, don't go looking like a puppy who just lost its home.
Sayonara.
Goodbye. What do you mean goodbye? It sounds like this is farewell to our lives. I try to stop all three of them, but another voice chimes in. Poor thing. And this is probably the last chance you had with three girls asking for your help. But do you know the proverb? Those who run after two hares will catch neither? This is the ultimate truth when it comes to girls. Sunnya, you too? When did you come into the picture? Just to ask, are you here for advice too? She looks away, but it's clear that she also had something she wanted to talk about. What a crazy booking schedule. Afterwards, I tried to talk to the girls and figure out a schedule, but I guess that was a wrong move. No one wanted to talk to me after that. Sunnya, you were right. That those who chase two hares cannot get either, wasn't it? My status confusion. I will attack those in the same party at times. I slumped down onto the couch. It's a nice post-dinner time for relaxation, but my mind is preoccupied and tired. Why does it have to be like this? Even during dinner, the sisters looked like they wanted to say something, but they couldn't find the timing to say it. In the end, it seemed like it was my fault because I didn't finalize on who to listen to first. But everyone's important. I can't just choose one person over the other. I hold my head in despair when I feel something cold on my neck. Oh, did I scare you? Of course you did, coming from behind and putting cold things on my neck. Maria is laughing with a glass of ice in one hand and a bottle of wine in the other. Oh, I see. That's why the girls were acting strange during dinner. What should I do? Well, of course, I'm supposed to listen to them one by one, but I can't solve all their problems at once. So because of a certain someone, the Sagara family is torn apart, eh? Are you saying that I'm tearing your family apart? Now, for now, let's just have a drink. Let's drink all our troubles away, okay? Maria's really into drinking, but I can't get in the mood. Okay, I'll have some. Cheers! Cherries, it's sweet. Cherries? For some reason, I'm holding a can of cherries. What's this? Hee-hee, I put it there. It's your fault, Yusuke. We're here all alone drinking, but you're not into it. Oh, I'm sorry, but why cherries? Okay, then let's start over. Cheers! Cheers! And thus we start our own drinking party. But I can't enjoy it one bit. The girls' expressions keep popping up in my head. I'm so glad you came to our house, Yusuke. Before you, I had no one to drink with. Arisa can't drink at all. Arisa, she's always been kind and caring for me. If she's in trouble, I would definitely want to help her out. Sanae looks like she can drink, but in reality, she gets drunk with one drop. Sanae, she's always mean to me, but I never hated her once. If she has problems, I'd like to help her out for our fighting friendship's sake. Emeru is actually a heavy drinker, and she gets me drunk. I didn't know that. Emeru, I think she's something special. I thought we became closer, but then she moves far away again. She's like a stray cat. And for her to come talk to me, that was a miracle. And Rorika is an alcoholic. When she gets drunk, she starts blowing fire and crushing buildings. Been there before. Rorika, she's usually a troublemaker and a little bratty, but her troubled face was serious. By the way, of the stories I just told you, two of them are false. Now guess which. I wonder, what's wrong with everyone? Hey, were you listening to me? Yes. Tomorrow's lunch is gonna be water and crackers. Okay. I should have realized sooner that her voice was getting angry. That's it! Maria disappears from my side. Rustle, rustle. Click, click. Zip! Huh? What is this feeling like something heavy has just been lifted? This sense of freedom. Whoa! I feel a wet sensation on my dick. Not only that, but warm. Actually, pleasantly hot. Hate to tell you guys this, but we're actually on the fucking, like, hour. Fine. Maria, what the heck are you? Maria doesn't listen and continues to fondle my shaft with her tongue. Phew, look, it got hard. My dick is indeed hard, especially because of the ambush attack from Maria's skillful tongue. What are you doing, Maria? All of a sudden, is she drunk already? There's more to come. This is what you get for ignoring me. 1 minute. Now you're the one not listening to me. What are you gonna do in 60 seconds? I'm gonna suck you dry in 1 minute. Well, damn! She pulls out a minute glass and flips it over. Then she starts blowing. Why are you suddenly going for the world record? Please don't suck so hard. She starts sucking hard. Not only that, her tongue starts working my head. It's too hard. Her small mouth becomes powerful as a vacuum cleaner and... I'm sorry, Maria. Please forgive me. The tip of my dick is swallowed up in her throat and sucked harder, too easily. I mean, really, too easily. It's gonna come out. I let it erupt. And it was not an ejaculation that comes in spurts. My cum shoots out with such force, I feel like I'm peeing. Ah, I can only let out a pathetic cry. It's like she really sucked the life out of me. It was not like an ejaculation of pleasure, but similar to sample giving or something medical. And Maria's suction won't let me stop. It feels like she's sucking more than usual. The cum that won't fit in her mouth overflows from her lips. Maria finally lets go of my dick, making a sound like a cork popping out of a bottle. I slump down on the couch, and the minute glass drops its last grain of sand. I can't believe I came so fast. Her cheeks are puffed up with my cum. She picks up the glass and gulps. Gulp, gulp. She drinks about half, then shows me the cum inside her mouth, and then she takes one more big gulp. Maria, how erotic. Yusuke's cum blended cocktail, thick, smelly, and it sticks to your throat. How delicious. Ugh, I think I'll pass. It's a weird sight to see, but to see my cum being swallowed up into Maria's body like that, I feel a sudden rush of desire. You're such a perverted woman. Even though I just came like it was the end of my world, my dick is still ready for another round. Do you not like perverted women? No. I love them! I probably have the look of a beast during a hunt. I grab Maria and push her down on the couch. Hey, it's an animated scene. Ah, can you feel it, Yusuke? Can you feel my uterus coming down? Yeah, I can feel it on the tip of my dick. Ah, a woman's body is like that. When it feels good, it comes down to get more dick! So that's how that works, Nachi. It wants to eat up your dick. The couch's springs squeak like crazy, but I don't care. I use my hips and thrust vigorously. Her pussy walls squeeze against my shaft, and I pump harder and poke her cervix. It echoes, all the way up to my stomach. It echoes, I can feel it in the tip of my nose, really? Maria wiggles on top of me like she has no bones, and I keep thrusting unaware of the weight on me. Ah, why does it feel so good? I love you, Yusuke. That's not true, right? I stop my rhythmic movement. Maria tries to move, but I hold her waist and keep her from moving. Oh, why? Why won't you move? She starts squeezing again to acquire pleasure, but it's not enough and she moans. You don't love me, Maria. Not me, but this. I twist my hips once. You like this, right? You like cocks, don't you? If it's a guy, any guy with a dick, you love. I twist again, then I really stop. It's because you like dicks you seduced me the night I came here, right? If I'd been anyone with a dick, you'd been happy. No, that's not... I was really surprised. Of course, because you're so erotic. I wrap my arms around her and scoop up her breasts. I squeeze gently. Her breasts are so soft yet firm enough to push back my fingers. It feels good. My breasts. I was mesmerized by your breasts. You seduced me, but you would have done it with anyone. Anyone with a dick. That's not true. I squeeze her nipples and pull on them. Her breasts get pulled and the shape changes. Don't pull. No. They're going to stretch out. Anyone was okay, right? I blow on her neck. So tell me, Maria. No, that's not true. It was because you looked so gentle, but... The first night when I felt your dick inside of me, when I realized it was yours, I felt that you were a man. And I couldn't stop. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I was the first one to eat you. But now it's different. My pussy is... don't play with my breasts. I wonder what this emotion is. I can't understand it, but I keep playing with her nipples and press in. What about your pussy? Yusuke, can you please move? It's too lonely if you only play with my breasts. It's not enough. So what about your pussy? Maria tries to move her hips, but she can't. My pussy, it's only for you. Now I can't have any dick other than yours, Yusuke. Her sobbing becomes a stimulant and really gets me high. If I had heard her words elsewhere, not during sex, it would have sounded perverse, but because we're connected, it touches me deeply. That's why I want to hear more. How about your late husband? During sex, you're going to talk about the husband? My husband is very important. But you're just as important to me, so please, give me more! Or don't you sob like my pussy? You're not satisfied! That does it! I lift Maria and pull my hips back. I pull out until my tip is barely inside her. Of course I'm satisfied! I drop Maria and thrust upwards simultaneously. My dick is pushed up so hard I can feel juice spattering from the entrance. Whoops. Her sexy moaning is more than I can bear. I can't stop. Yeah, I'm so happy. Please do as you wish. I fondle her breasts hard enough to leave marks. I thrust up hard enough that my hinges could fall off. Damn. I bury my dick up so hard I worry it's gonna melt from the heat. Your dick is slamming against me. I can't feel anything anymore. Maria starts losing herself. I can think about nothing but the oncoming rush. By the time I realize what's happening, my cum is rushing down the pipe. I'm gonna come. I need to pull it out. I have a little bit of reason left in me. The last time I came inside her, but I really shouldn't. Huh? Yeah. I told you, my pussy is for your exclusive use only. Please come inside of me. I like it when you come inside me. Saying that, Maria drops her hips down and swallows up my dick with her pussy. Ugh. Come, lots of it. I ejaculate inside of her. Like a vacuum, she sucks it all up. Now I know why you have 4 children. If I keep coming inside of you, of course you'll be having more kids. That's because it feels so good and it makes me happy when you come deep inside me. I still have Maria on top of me. And my... Here, it's yours now, so... I'm still wondering if it was okay, but Maria felt so good I couldn't let go. However, I remember the others in the household. If everyone found out I was doing their mom, it might cause a big mess. You're thinking about someone else again. How can she tell? Well, it still bothers me that everyone's acting a bit strange. Really, I have the feeling you have some other girl in mind and you were thinking about her. Feeling? Yep. See? Maria squeezes her pussy a little and my glimp dick slurps out. Along with it, a blended mixture of cum and juice gush out and it trickles down my thighs and spills onto the couch. I can tell with this. If you think about other girls, I won't allow that, Yusuke. She reaches for my cock and plays with it. She won't rip it off, right? But you were thinking about my girls. Yusuke, do you like them? I flinch. She's sharp. I don't think it's because she's an older woman, but she's sharp. I see. The girls you were thinking about are my daughters. I thought she would get mad, but she smiles. I see. If it's them, it's okay. What do you mean, it's okay? I'm not really... It's okay. They are all my cute little girls. What, it's okay if they share and succeed their DNA? I understand if you were concerned about those girls, yep. Let's help them out, okay? Together. Together? If we work on it together, we can resolve it faster, right? So who are you most concerned about? I wonder, who can it be? Who takes up my heart the most? It's so wishy-washy of me not to be able to decide on just one, but... Arisa, Sanie, those two come to mind. Now that's a contrasting pair. But their personalities are actually not that different. They're both nice ladies. Of course, they're my pride and joy. Once decided, my mind is at ease. We have another drink, still naked. Let's work together, to our loving family. Cheers! Cheers, a loving family. Ours. I can't describe this feeling too well. It's a little embarrassing, but at the same time, it seems just right. Is that it? Okay. Alright, so seems like a good spot to leave off. I don't know what this part of the game is going to be about, but remember, the Sagara family is only 8 hours. So it shouldn't take us that long to get through this whole thing. But, yeah, I hadn't played it for a while, and I figured I would give you some more Sagara family, and we'll just continue it right in through to December. Because the main theme of December, I think it's going to be leftovers, maybe. Because there's not anything really coming out right now. I think there's one game coming out from Manga Gamer. It's a propeller game. I'll probably get it later on. It's not like a big deal. I think it's Sona Neil of the Shadows. I'll get that later on. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more Sagara Family. Stay tuned.